Do you know what time it is? Do you know what time it is?
It's another podcast. It's another podcast.
Joe and Micah. Joe and Micah. It's another podcast.
This is another podcast. I'm your host, Joe Feldman.
And I'm Micah Sternberg. Your host.
Oh, sorry, Micah. Do you want to say it again?
Yeah, I kind of like that was a curveball. I'm Micah Sternberg.
It's true. He went off.
I never did that before. I was trying something new. I'm Micah Sternberg, also your host. We'll throw that out. We won't use that.
I don't know if you can tell from the sound today, but we're back in the basement.
We're back in the basement. And we're with?
Formal apology.
Formal apology.
I can always get a group to say their name in unison when I pitch it that way.
And they always look so happy to check in with each other and
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, it's great.
Slow it down.
We suck, dude.
Yep.
Hey, why don't you guys... Why don't you guys introduce yourselves so that the audience can get to know your voices?
I'll go first.
I'm Greg Worsley.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That was John Reynolds.
Nailed it.
I'm Zephian Michaels.
And I'm Jose Molina.
Greg, you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah. My name is Greg Worsley.
John, come on. Give us the real, give us the real thing.
Hi, my name's John Reynolds.
Hi, my name's Jose Molina.
I'm Zephian Michaels.
And together you're...
Sam.
Form.
Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Is this your first podcast experience? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
We feel honored.
Giving up the headphones off.
I can't believe it took you 30 seconds into the show to quit doing what I
you
do.
You immediately took those headphones out.
I can't do it. I hate it.
I can't stand you.
I kind of
want to
hear.
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Is it because you're listening to your own voice?
Greg, you're from Arizona,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I'm from Arizona. Born and raised in Scottsdale, Arizona. In the desert.
They eat chocolate scorpions there.
Yeah, I mean, tourists might when they come to town.
Have you,
buy those.
Greg, have you ever eaten a chocolate scorpion?
Yeah, I have.
Idiot.
What? I mean,
I was in Scottsdale last month.
Really?
It's very nice. It's a lot of strip malls.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. I don't mean that in judgment.
No, it's a real thing. There's a lot of parking.
A lot of parking.
Really
yeah.
Easy to park your car anywhere you go. A lot of open space.
And then we went up to Sedona.
Really?
And I sat on a rock. And then I like,
oh, yeah.
I looked at the scenery and I just cried for a while.
Did you really go to Sedona?
Yeah, it was awesome. It's so cool.
Did you see the weird McDonald's?
No.
They have like.
I went to that church up on the like mountain though.
You went to that?
Yeah, yeah.
How amazing!
I didn't like see a service there, but we just like stopped at that church.
Did you eat a chocolate scorpion?
No, I didn't eat a chocolate scorpion.
Are you guys familiar with Sedona?
Is that big there?
No.
All the mountains and all the rock is just.
It's
really
red.
Like,
red.
Really, really clay red. It's beautiful. Like,
yeah.
You get to catch like a sunset or a sunrise or anything?
No.
All right, well, you can imagine.
I can imagine. It'd be
Let's get back
beautiful.
To this McDonald's real quick, though. Sorry.
Okay, so tell us about this weird McDonald's. Okay,
Greg, tell us all about Arizona.
No, just real quick.
There's a lot of weird stuff in Arizona.
No, this McDonald's, you're not allowed to have like a normal one. It's made out of adobe.
Yeah.
Instead of the golden arches, it's teal.
Oh.
To, like, match the city landscape. Like, they weren't allowed to put a McDonald's in.
Yeah,
match
yeah.
Match the city landscape.
Right, right. They
I like
have
that.
A building ordinance.
Yeah, it's a pretty McDonald's.
Too bad
That's
it's
awesome.
Made of rock?
No, I think I did see that.
Yeah, it's weird. It's made
now
of
that
adobe.
You describe it. Maybe I'm just picturing it.
It's made of adobe, and instead of having golden arches, it's teal.
Great imagery.
Whoa.
Like
turquoise.
Awesome.
Yeah, like turquoise.
Yeah, like turquoise. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's the right one. It'd be turquoise, not teal.
Not the golden arches.
True.
But
no,
it could be,
they're
it could
turquoise.
Be gold that's like patina.
Yeah.
Because it does that.
Turquoise is a metal.
Yeah.
Precious metal.
Sure.
I have no idea.
What, it was like Indian gold, right?
Yeah, it's Indian gold.
That sounds accurate.
Cool. So you're from Scottsdale?
Yeah, yeah, I'm from Scottsdale.
You went to U of A?
Yeah, University of Arizona in Tucson.
In Tucson.
Yeah.
Did you do any improv there?
I did not. I didn't do any comedy down there.
Cool. And then you moved up here when you graduated?
I graduated in 2005.
And then you moved up here?
I did. Oh, cool. I moved up here. Yeah, at the end of 2005.
Cool.
Yeah. Then, yeah, I didn't do improv. I came out here and I did nothing for the first year. Then I did like a writing program over at Second City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I liked that. And then I finally tried to perform after.
And then someone
after doing
was like,
writing program.
Hey, improv's a good way to write.
Yeah, no, it was more like I really enjoyed the writing program, but you do all these cold reads and it's really not fun to hear something that you want to be read some way and it's read another way and it's not funny. And it's just like, well, I should do this myself. No, I liked everyone. Every person I ever had a writing with class, like writing class with, how you doing? If you're listening, what's going on? You're a great person.
Hey, Greg.
I didn't like the writing program because the cast was terrible.
Hey, Greg, did you not like your cast because they had not
eaten? It wasn't a cast, it was a class.
Well, did they eat chocolate scorpions? Had any of them also shared that experience?
I can't wait till we start talking about St. Augustine, dude. Let's just jump right to Zeph.
Zeph, where are you from?
Skip me.
I'm from Florida. I'm from a little town in Florida called Palatka, Florida, which is actually Native American for cow crossing.
Just holding Zeph's for him.
I'll return the favor. So I'm from a little town in Florida.
Cool.
Don't be modest about it.
The city that I'm near and where I went to college is St. Augustine, Florida, which is the oldest city in North America, actually. So it's like, there's a castle there.
Has anybody been there? Have you guys been there?
There's a castle in Florida?
Yeah, it's the only castle in North America, actually.
When was it built?
Really? It's the oldest town in America, right?
Yeah, 1565 is when it was founded.
It's like cobblestone roads.
What? Yeah.
It's really a fairy tale. I hate it there because I was so
jealous. It's pretty fairy tale. And it's in Florida, so it's super tropical. So,
they
have storms.
Right by the ocean. The Spanish built it. Ponce de Leon.
Damn.
Whoa.
Fountain of youth.
All right.
Everybody.
Tell them about the Hobo Hotel.
Hobo Hotel?
Remember we were like walking and then Zeph just pointed to his right and at a bank there was like 20 homeless people just sleeping.
Oh yeah, one really weird thing about St. Augustine is that it's like a big touristy town. It's also super old and little. So it feels like a European town or like a big city even though it's a little city. And it's in Florida, so it's super tropical. And there's tons of tourists, so because of all of that, there's tons of homeless people there. For it's only got like a population
It's like the best place to be a homeless
person. Yeah, it's got to be because there's only like 20,000. There's only like 20,000 people that live in the city, but it feels like you're in downtown Chicago as far as like the bit. It's so crazy because like I feel like this is weird that I'm recording all this, but I feel like the standard of living for a homeless person in St. Augustine, Florida has to be like one of the best ever.
The secret is out.
Sounds
If you are everybody that's homeless, listening to our podcast.
Can you just go over to the castle anytime you want?
You can pay to go inside.
Little crabs all around.
But you can go look.
You can chill in the moat, and you can like.
Oh yeah.
There's
they
cannons.
Won't let the drawbridge down though, unless like
too many, bro.
There's tons of cannons.
Just too many cannons on the castle.
So it's just a lot of drifters.
A lot of drifters and rednecks and castles.
And what's the Hobo Hotel? A bank?
It's a bank at night. Yeah.
They sleep in a bank.
They have a drive-through. Yeah,
you wouldn't get it. You've never been there.
Right. I might get it, man.
He would. He'd see it and cry.
Dude, the coolest thing is those lizards that aren't snakes but look like snakes.
Yeah, there's legless lizards. There's legless lizards in Florida, so they're just. Yeah.
It's not a lizard if it's a legless lizard.
No, it is, because snakes are different. Snakes are a different.
Greg, we didn't say anything about
the
chocolate scorpions.
What's the skin situation?
Scales.
Does it shed it?
It's like a snake. But it's a lizard.
It doesn't have legs?
Yeah. Legless lizard.
Was it a snake a lizard?
It's different.
Isn't a snake?
John's taking biology right now.
We all know that.
Ask me anything.
They don't have legs because God took them away. For giving the apple.
Right.
Did that happen after?
That's the reason, right? Like, that was, like, the thing. Like, snakes don't have legs.
That was the punishment.
You don't get legs anymore.
What if their legs were...
There's a snake with legs, though.
What if their legs were super beefy? Like, they had kangaroo legs. Not, like, little lizard legs, but...
What if their legs were Cheez-Its? Yeah. And you could just snack attack on all day.
So it was, like, a pretty rough punishment.
Their legs probably tasted amazing. Yeah. And so it sucks that we don't know that.
Have you eaten frog legs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never had it.
You're
good?
From
what
the
is that
south.
Like?
If you eat frog it legs,
it's like chicken. It really is just like chewy chicken.
But they're so little.
Chewy chicken.
Yeah. How do you eat that? No way.
No way.
That's not kosher.
Oh,
frogs?
Yeah, I don't think
it's
so.
It's not shellfish.
Yeah, but it's like gotta chew its cud and like.
It's got a split hoof.
Split hoof.
I'm learning all of them.
True.
You're so proud just then.
I know.
Learning all of them. Yeah.
Jose, where are you from?
from North Hollywood, California.
Ooh. Cool.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Is that like Los Angeles?
Yeah, it's like L.A., yeah.
Yeah.
I like to say L.A. I'm from L.A. I'm from Los Angeles, California.
That's why he's on the group.
What was that like?
It was cool. I went to college in California out there as well. Last year was my first winter, which is to tell people.
Last year was a horrible winter.
It was the worst winter of all time. Yeah.
This winter is like the best winter ever.
Bold statement. Yeah.
It's not so bad.
It's the worst winter of all time.
How did you adjust?
The winter?
Yeah.
I didn't really. I would always forget to get ready to go outside.
Yeah,
you know, I'd always just go outside and be like, oh, yeah. I have to put on 4 layers of clothing.
Yeah.
Which is a pain, but, man, this winter is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah. Do you want to know? You want to hear my winter tips?
Absolutely.
Well, that aren't from around here.
Do you have them? Do you have them like in priority? Like, if the first.
I was just like a couple. They're really simple. They're like layers.
Okay.
And not like, don't be like, oh, I got one thick coat. It's more important to wear layers.
Have to layer.
Yeah. Long underwear, just wear them, even if you're gonna be inside when you get there.
Do you have them on right now?
No, I'm not wearing it. It's not that cold today.
That's true. It's warm.
Yeah, I haven't. I barely had to break out the long johns. But last winter, I wore them like almost every day.
This is the best winter of all time.
So a couple of layers will always beat like one thick coat. And then my other thing is, get ready a few minutes before you leave the apartment. Build up a little heat inside.
I disagree with that.
Before you leave.
I build up heat.
I think you should.
Because like you wear your coat, put your whole coat and your hat on a few minutes before you leave your apartment, and you'll like be really warm when you leave.
I disagree. I think that it makes you a little warm, so then you're even colder when you go outside.
I agree with Joe.
I like the build up.
Do what works for you, but this is what works for me, and will probably work for you.
Have you gotten a good pair of boots yet? This is the first winter I got a decent pair of
boots. I got work boots, but I don't bring them home. I always try to wear like the I don't have footwear, but footwear is probably a must too. John, where are you from?
I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
Woo! College town.
College town, USA.
Madison's a nice little place.
Yeah, Madison rules. It's the best.
You guys are all from like nice, cool places, except Greg.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Scottsdale's lovely. I'm just kidding. Scottsdale's wonderful. So, what was Madison like?
It's pretty great, man.
Is it really college towny because it's like the capital too?
It's pretty college towny. I mean, the UW is pretty much all downtown.
Yeah,
I'm a big Badgers fan.
Are you?
Oh yeah. So as you can tell, I'm devastated we didn't win the Rose Bowl this year.
How's the basketball team doing, though?
Overrated. So overrated. They can't beat anybody in the top 25. But nice. They can lose to them. Which is the other option. And they do it. Greg has his arm around me right now.
It's really cute.
It looks really cute, yeah. And then you moved down here to go to Columbia?
Yeah. I mean, I just moved to Chicago, first Chicago. And yeah. I didn't know where I wanted to go to school. So I went to Columbia for a year. And studied film, and then now I'm at UIC.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you go somewhere else first?
I went to the University of Minnesota for one semester.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I went for one semester, and I didn't like it out there. I hated it out there. So
why?
I left, came to Chicago.
So how many colleges have you been to total so far?
Colleges, one, two universities.
Ooh.
Wow.
What
tell that to your liberal arts school. It's Flagler.
Flagler's pretty awesome.
It's not a real school.
No, it's not.
There's a beach right on campus. So kids just have bonfires and study while they make s'mores.
It looks like a resort.
Yeah.
There's it looks a like pool a pool on campus with palm trees.
It used to be a resort. It's an old resort that they converted to.
Oh, it really is?
It used to be a resort.
It's an old hotel.
Yeah. It's an old hotel.
That's amazing.
That doesn't sound fair because I didn't know about that. I didn't know that I could go to a college like that. I picked like such a dumb college to go to.
Where'd you go?
I went to Calvin College. It's in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Christian college. It's not the strictest Christian college, but it's like pretty strict. You can only have girls in it. You can only go in a girl's dorm or have a girl in your dorm Wednesdays from like 7 to 9, and then like Fridays from like 5 to 10 and then like Saturdays from like noon to 10.
There was actually no inter-dorm visitation at my school. So really? It looked like a resort, but really? There was no...
So people just had to fuck on the beach?
Yeah.
Such next a, to a bonfire?
Such a tragedy.
You'll just have to fuck in the El Mercadito?
Yeah, the hobo hotel. That's what's really happening in the hobo hotel.
Flagler has a high population of hobo fucking. There's so much hobo fucking.
It's like cow tipping.
Wait, who would regulate if someone was going to be in your room? Would someone come and check?
Oh, was the door super short?
No, but like... No, but like maybe your roommate would tell on you. Oh,
no.
Or your like sweet mate, or like someone would like tell on somebody. Like people weren't cool there.
Would they tell on you?
There's just moles everywhere.
Yeah, man. Like people would. People would like get the best of them, and they would like, you know.
Your girlfriends would tell on you.
Yeah.
That kind of. Yeah.
Well, I got caught once because the guy just like saw me. With this girl like walking up to my room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was there like a bell that indicated?
That's the only time I got in trouble though. What?
Was there a bell that indicated when those times were starting and ending?
No, there's no bell. There's like they would, but like people would hang out in the dorm basement at night. Like that's what people would do.
They'd
like
what?
A weekend night. You'd hang out in the dorm basement because it was like
doing what?
That's where they could be together. Because one side was guys and one side was girls in every dorm.
Gosh.
So it was like. It wasn't even like a separate building. It was like, they're right over there, man.
Pennywave!
So, pretty cool.
So, we would like hang out in the dorm basement and they would like watch movies. That's what people
like, Homeward Bound?
Yeah, the kid from Homeward Bound went to my college.
Kid from
Homeward Bound? Really?
Yeah, for real? Yeah, the kid whose dog was.
The dog from Homeward Bound.
The kid who had Chance. Yeah, like the Chance. Super young kid.
Chance.
He went to my high school and my college. Actually.
Can we talk about Homeward Bound for a while?
We can, yeah.
I cried during Homeward Bound.
Did you?
Who
was the voice?
You want to talk about it until you cry?
Sally Field.
The voice of the cat?
Yeah.
Voice
like I really don't remember
who was Homeward Shadow's
Bound.
Voice.
Shadow was the cat.
Chance was obviously Michael J. Fox. We all know that. But who was Shadow?
Dude, speaking of Michael J. Fox, voices of animals, Oliver and Company.
Nope.
It's good.
Anybody?
Never seen it.
Yeah,
it's really good. I haven't seen it.
It's no Homeward Bound. Though.
It's really good. I haven't seen it.
It's a little dog, right? His name's Oliver. And,
yeah.
So when did you guys start playing together as formal apology?
Nice
just
segue.
A nice little segue there. How'd you guys all meet?
A year ago,
we were on the set of Kick Ass together, and we were all having sex with each other and didn't know it.
Oh,
so Finn is telling a lie.
Yeah,
that was a bit that we thought of in the cab.
We met in class at IO like a year ago.
Were you all on the same level?
Yeah, myself, Jose, and John were all on the same level, and then. I live with Zeph, and we play with Zeph, and I don't know.
The first time I met Greg was because I was in a show with Rachel, his girlfriend, and he goes, "Aren't you in that show with Rachel?" And then I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Aren't you supposed to be rehearsing right now?" And I said, "No, I don't think so." And we were supposed to be rehearsing, and I was half an hour late. And that's how Greg told me.
I did a show with her too one time. She's really funny.
Yeah, GPT, right?
Let's talk about Rachel for a while, guys.
Yeah. So much funnier than Greg.
Yeah. Rachel and Greg are good together.
It's true. My girlfriend Rachel is awesome.
Isn't it? It's your 2-year anniversary this week, right?
That's right. Yesterday
wow.
was my 2-year
anniversary
great. Of Rachel LaForce.
Congratulations.
On the anniversary.
Yeah.
She's the coolest last name ever, though.
LaForce.
Yeah, that's
pretty awesome.
Pretty
do you
name.
Wish you could LaForce. Take that last name?
Are you going to, yeah, if you got married, we'd
Greg
take
LaForce.
I don't think that name would ever, I mean, if I were her, I wouldn't ever get rid of that name.
You should change your,
you should change to her name, yeah. If
you
anything.
Should, you should combine the last names, and you should go by LaForcely.
That's
that actually
good.
Is kind of a tough name because that definitely beeps up my last name. I feel like my last name is not that tough of a last name. It just sounds like really English and lame.
Yeah.
Worsley.
And right now, John like, also has his arm around Greg
like
at the same time as Greg having his arm around
double arm. Yep.
Double
arms.
Double arms.
They're literally arm in arm.
We support each other.
Yeah.
No, but how did we come about? We made a... We just wanted to have an outside independent team like a year ago out of classes, and...
I think you did. I think you put it together.
On this super group, and now we're just like crushing shows and selling out houses and getting free craft services.
John is telling a lie.
The glasses of water that we have for the show.
Like, we are doing so well as a group.
Well, how does Zephy come into the mix?
Honestly, we don't.
I live with Greg.
So pretty easily.
Yeah, I guess that's how.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, I'll be honest. Zeph was on a group called FDR a couple years ago. Awesome group. And I saw him playing a lot. And
yes, and yeah, been with and you.
We actually randomly ended up living together. It was one of those things that just kind of happened all within like a day. And I've always thought he was an awesome performer. And it was one of those things where like out of nowhere started living together, and like this group was getting put together, and I secretly really wanted him to be on it, and so I just kept on mentioning, you know, that like, you know, we kind of need like another guy, you know, and like, he's just like, oh, you know, if you're looking for another guy, like,
I think that's a good, I think every improv group needs another middle class white dude on it.
Yeah,
that's a hard perspective to find.
What are we missing?
A little white dude.
Yeah,
we needed someone under 6 foot is the rule, though.
To be honest, Zeph can play the ukulele, which is a big thing for us.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we cross.
Greg used to work in a bike shop. That's big for this team.
Greg, were we both, when we were looking for an apartment together, did we both have mustaches together at that time?
I think we did.
Because that must have been amazing. Like, yeah. two guys with mustaches trying to find an apartment together.
Mm-hmm. That's why we got such a good one. They're like, let's hook this guy up.
Excuse me, sir. We're looking for an apartment.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. Take it.
Everyone's like, oh, yeah, this is going to be a swingers pad.
Oh, yeah.
These two guys are coming.
Where was that?
A regular old fuck dungeon.
Where was your guys' first show?
Jerry's Sandwiches?
Yeah.
Probably.
Nice. Or Studio 44.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace,
Studio
right?
44.
Yeah, it was probably something like that.
Or For Rent. No, our first show was at For
Rent. For Rent.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, For Rent.
Our first show was at For Rent, and I remember I played a kid trying to get into, like, the NASA space program. And we had this really dumb runner of, like... Like aliens in the backyard of his house, man. And like
super grounded.
I bet that show is awesome.
I mean, we probably peaked there as a group.
Oh no!
People complimented us.
People said, "Hey, good show."
You guys were up there.
Do I remember a phrase getting tossed around in that show that was like "baloney titties" or something?
I hope.
I feel like that was part of that show.
That sounds pretty.
That should just be our motto. From now on, every poster we make should just say formal apology, and then under that should say baloney titties.
Presenting their signature form.
Baloney titties. That's where you cut the middle out of a baloney and put it on.
And
the
then if we ever get a run at IO, then the intern or whoever answers the phones on the night that we're going will have to say, well, formal apology is going to be doing their signature form, baloney titties. It's $7. You can get in for
it's at 5 a.m.
That's a good slot.
It's a good slot.
That's a good slot at UCB.
Upstairs or downstairs?
In the annex?
Who else do you guys play with around town?
You mean like who we should
three, you three you guys from Electro, right?
Oh, other
yeah,
teams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What teams are we playing with?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I play with Wildcard, and I play Doctro, and I play with Funny Bones.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
Maybe Julian talking about Funny Bones.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty fun.
Do you have any good stories from Funny Bones? Any kids' lives changed that you want to, like, just share with them?
No. I mean, they're all amazing kids. I wish they could... I don't know. I just... they're really fun. All the kids there are really adorable and they're really sweet, and you wish that you could hug them and stuff, but technically you're not allowed to.
Especially not with that mustache you used to.
Yeah, that was pretty... I do not have a mustache anymore, but yeah, that probably did look weird. Yeah, it did. Ed, tell me about your teams.
I play with Forum Apology, and then I play with Carl and the Passions at I.O., and I play with Doctro at I.O. and I play with on a team called Hunks R Us with Gary Richardson and Connor O'Malley. And I play on a team called Bear Fight with like Pat Rourke and Harz and Zach and Jack Swakowski. And that's always a fun time. And oh, and then I do the Holy Fuck Comedy Hour at the Annoyance. That's a fun time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty much just having fun times. Oh, You Can Do Anything Hour?
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys do one of my favorite, Zeph and John host one of my favorite shows, the You Can Do Anything Hour. When's that coming back?
March 9th.
To the Upstairs Gallery?
March 9th.
Yeah, March 9th to the Upstairs Gallery. We're going to
awesome.
Do one.
What night of the week? Is it going to be Saturday?
Friday at 8.
Ooh.
Yeah, dude, that show is a blast.
Yeah.
It got to be too much, though, every week.
Like, yeah.
It's hard.
There's a lot to do.
What happens during that show?
You can do anything.
You can do anything.
What's happened during that show?
We usually try to come up with some kind of theme or some kind of something to just kind of goof
like,
off with.
We did a talk show, a slumber party, which was a disaster because everybody fell asleep.
No,
really? I also got sick from that. Oh,
yeah. Everyone fell asleep?
No, it was just for some reason we had a 2-hour-long show and we were like, me and Gary Richardson hosted because Zeph was out of town. And somehow the show went 2 hours, and we were like, what happened?
We only had one guest.
We had, like, two guests. That was a horrible show, and I also succumbed to peer pressure from, who was it? You and Gary made me and Lee finish an entire family size of Cheetos and, like, a 2-liter of knockoff Sprite during our set.
Because it was the slumber party theme, we thought, like, drinking a bunch of sodas and like truth or dare was like slumber party thing. So we truth or dared Lee Baratz and Greg, and of course Lee was like, okay, what's the dare? I'll fucking do it.
Nailed it.
He's like, pretty good.
Okay,
that was pretty good.
Fucking dare, you know. So Lee's just chowing down. He's like, the dare was to finish a 2-liter of soda in like a bag of Cheeto Puffs by the time their set was done. And Lee housed it, and Greg got sick and threw up. yeah. And at one point during the show, Greg's just going, okay, do not feel good. Like, he thought like his character was influenced by it, but he really was just like gonna throw up.
We did a murder mystery last time.
Ooh.
And we also have music. So we have groups come and do whatever kind of improv or comedy or sketch kind of thing they want.
We had a blindfolded show that you did, Mike, mm-hmm. at the DMNK1. That one was awesome. We had, like, the Sweathearts did storytelling while juggling and hula hooping.
Mm-hmm.
We had one-man Western Tyler Samples. That was, like, awesome. Ridiculously good.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah. He got the suggestion of, like, razor blade. He did, like, he had this hat where he just pushed it to different sides, and then that was a new character.
That's great.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was that was a fantastic show. And then
the cowboy hat?
Yeah, it was a cowboy hat that was, like, moldable.
We had this sketch group come on and just basically have a sketch where they just got in a huge fight with suntan lotion and oiled each other up and, like, wrestled around.
Oh, yeah. That happened.
We've had a bunch of weird ones.
Yeah. I was in, North Carolina last weekend for the North Carolina Comedy Arts Festival, and there was a guy there that did a solo improv show.
Oh.
And the Western thing sounds cool with a cowboy hat, but this guy had like a baseball hat, and he'd move it around to like different characters. And it was like he had like one, you know, forward and then like backwards, sideways, and then I think he had one where he like folded it in and then like put it on so that like the, you know, like the like a rally hat.
Oh,
so like
my gosh.
The bill was like this, you know.
were you comfortable watching that show?
No, it was really bad.
I was like, that's your one listener to this podcast. She's like,
we lost really him.
Bad. Yeah, you definitely.
I'll plug his website. It's soloimprov.com.
That's it.
Really, he got that hand. He got that.
Yeah. So the key to solo improv is hats.
Yeah,
like.
I think so.
Your character has to wear a hat.
Solo
he wears many hats.
It's the Mike Brown solo improv extravaganza. It wasn't right. Sorry if you're listening, Mike Brown.
Did you have fun in North Carolina?
Oh, it was really fun.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah,
did
yeah.
Did you see all the murals of Jordan when you were over there?
No, I didn't go over to the Dean Dome or anything. But I was walking around the UNC campus, and that was like another time when I had the moment of like, why did I go to college?
Why didn't I go here? It's gorgeous. It's I went like, last year.
So awesome. And then I was like, why did I go to college where I went? I was like, it's really hard. I have to like swallow that regret and just be like,
no, you really just got to move forward.
I know. That's what I got to do. Yeah. But I got to swallow the regret first.
Grand Rapids is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a nice part. It's a nicer part of Michigan.
Ugh, don't you have a water park?
I don't know. Do we?
Are there rapids? Are there actual rapids?
There's like a river, I think, that goes through it.
You ever seen River campus? Wild?
Yeah, I love camp.
You guys
yeah.
love the Grand Old Party?
Do you ever go hiking? You go up to the Sleeping Bear Dunes?
I'm not saying Michigan sucks, Joe.
Well, that's
Joe's
kind of
Michigan.
What it sounds like.
In that basement.
How do you guys feel about Tim Allen being the voice of Michigan?
Love it.
I'm okay with it.
You're okay with it?
I don't mind.
You know, you're indifferent.
Yeah, sure. Right. Why not? We'll take
right.
it.
I've seen like every Home Improvement episode like probably
1,000 times.
1,000. Yep.
Where does he find the time, you guys? Zeph, what other teams are you on?
Yeah, we never got
Zeph.
I am Mansicle, which is a music improv group of all men. I just I'm in and out of Infinite Sundays, which is a Second City music improv house ensemble.
Nice.
Ensemble.
I do Storytown.
Oh, cool!
Oh, nice. I heard Storytown was sold out yesterday.
It was bananas.
Show.
That's awesome.
It was pretty crazy. We had two different birthday parties going on simultaneously.
Whoa!
So, which seems like if you were a kid and you went to that and you were just part of one of the parties. It's like double. It seems like it was jackpot because there were two cakes, and there's no way the parents could really police.
Yeah, but
you could easily. Like, yeah, you don't know.
They're kids from the same school though,
and
one of the parties is the cool kid.
They don't even know what party they're at.
Got double cakes.
Kids don't recognize faces either.
Right.
It was
you know,
the school bully had a birthday party and the school mayor had a birthday party.
Kids, they know what they're looking at.
So a bunch of bullies and a bunch of nerds at the same Storytown show.
That was a real blanket statement about children.
I don't know. I've been in the supermarket tons of times and a little kid turns around and thinks that I'm a parent.
For like a second, they're like, "Dad, no, never mind."
Yeah, but
we've all done it.
A really traumatic.
We've all grabbed
him
and
taken
him
home
like,
and raised him.
From time to time.
What's so funny is how embarrassing that is for you when that happens. Not the kid. I feel I get embarrassed when that happens to me.
I had an experience once when I was a kid where I ran up and grabbed I thought it was my dad's leg and I'm like, "Dad," and then I looked up and it was like, "It's someone guy. It's not my dad." And he's just like. Not your dad, kid. And I was like, I still remember it because I was like so embarrassed and horrified. I was like,
I did the same thing at synagogue when I was little.
I still remember it.
Oh, here we go.
It's like one of those, like, when I think of the feeling of embarrassment, that is the moment I think of.
What about, like, sometimes I think about the feeling of horror you get when you're either walked in on in the bathroom or walk in on someone, but either way, you're like, sorry, sorry, sorry. Like, even if you're on toilet. And, like, you had no control over that situation. And you locked the door, but something happened.
Yep.
And, like,
happened
someone walks in there, and you
week.
Apologize. I'm sorry.
I know. I apologize. I did.
This is not me at my
best. All right. Let's all go around real quick. Would you rather walk in on someone in the bathroom or get walked in on?
I think having been on both sides, I'd rather walk in.
Yeah.
I don't really. Both are awkward.
Yeah.
And you got to pick one real quick. And, I said real
the
quick.
The one you so. Have your pants in. On.
You know, I'd rather walk in on them, but it depends on, like, the context.
Okay.
The situation.
Sure.
I could go on for days.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Walk in.
Yeah, probably walk in.
Okay. Am I the only weird one?
Yeah, you sicko. You want to get walked in?
I really want some people to walk in on me.
No, I mean, like, I'm just sitting on the thing, and it's just kind of like... Yeah, but they're like they go in and they're like
you're
sorry.
On the thing?
They're
because
like,
it is because
the
that because that feeling of like when you're in a bathroom in a closed stall that's like, you know, you're comfortable and there's like a feeling of safety you have to be able to be outside your house with your pants down. And I feel like if someone breaks that trust and walks into that sacred space, it's jarring.
Yeah, but I just would rather like it'd be more awkward for me to like do that to somebody else.
Oh, you're saying that like the guilt is more on the person that walks in, a little bit.
Yeah,
more on the person.
Yeah.
Okay,
you
yeah.
feel weirder right. walking in because it's like.
Well, what if they truly
them.
Didn't lock the door? You're just like, well.
And if somebody walked in on me, I'm kind of like, I don't know. I saw like.
That's true. That night when you go to bed.
Kind of saw my thigh and like half of my ass. It's kind of like, it's not that big a deal.
If you were walking
you know,
in on
kinda
that
be
night,
like,
you go to bed
buddy,
thinking.
Don't worry about it.
You know what? I had a really awkward conversation in the bathroom last night, if people want to hear about it.
Yeah,
I want to hear.
I was at the holiday club, and I went pee in a urinal, and this short guy was peeing in the tall one, so I had to pee in the small one. The short guy was like, oh, I'm sorry about that, man. You should be peeing in this one. I should be peeing in that one. I was like, hey, man, don't worry about it. He's like, yeah. I don't know why. I mean, like, I'm short, but that's a really short urinal. It's like, ah, you're not that short, man. He's like...
Like, they were both open, and he, like, picked the tall one.
Yeah.
And he, like, walked in and was like...
Are there always different height?
Yeah, there's usually...
Always? But it got to this...
Not point. Always. Not always.
Yeah, not always. But there's usually a kid's one.
Yeah, there's always.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not in bars and stuff.
Yeah.
When there's a single... When there's one urinal.
The little kids.
That's a good point.
I just... Because just as a shorter person...
Yeah.
It's so annoying when there's only a tall urinal.
And you have to
get on your tiptoes sometimes.
Oh,
and that just feels... That's just not a...
How tall?
No man should
short?
Feel that
How
way.
How tall are you?
Like 5'8".
5'8"?
5'8" is super short. Tall.
That's like average, isn't it?
I think so. This
Everyone
guy,
in my family is 5'6".
But I know what you mean.
This guy last night
I'm
was 5'10",
and I still gotta, like, tippy-toe some of those
Yeah,
girls.
There's
some,
and that's not... That's the least manly thing imaginable.
Oh,
to
yeah.
stand on your tiptoes and arch your back while you're using a urinal.
Or to, like...
Oh, wow.
Or to just, like, aim up.
Yeah. You feel like that little kid, the fountain.
Amy like the little, way more manly.
The little naked baby fountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the little naked baby that pees.
Lean him back.
Yeah.
I had a coworker... I feel like maybe it was a month ago, come downstairs after going to the bathroom.
A coworker where,
Piper's,
Joe?
In Piper's Alley at the corner of North and Wells. And he came downstairs and he was like, I just had to tell security there was just like a homeless guy washing his penis in the sink in Piper's Alley.
Oh.
And I was like, wow. What, like, that's a lot to happen to you on that bathroom break. And then I didn't really think about
that. That guy should move to Florida.
I didn't think about it for so long. If he was bending forward or just splashing...
Oh, really, yeah, because the sink, how do you get
They're high, and those sinks are kind of deep in those bathrooms. I wondered if he was
maybe
leaning.
Maybe just getting it on his hands.
Cupping in.
Cup and rub.
Maybe he
maybe
would,
just slapped
he
him
should have just got a cup from Chipotle, filled it up, and then just...
I do like that guy's priorities, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I'm not getting a bath, but I gotta wash my dick.
Wash
right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross. But then where has
maybe
it been?
He just had sex.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Or was about
that's
to.
That's what I'm shinking.
Or he was about to.
That's respectful.
So maybe St. Augustine's not the only place where...
Yeah, where things can
well,
be pretty
hobo fucking it. Has run rampant, and...
It's come north.
It's come north.
Seth, did you say all of your teams?
I mean... Wow, yeah. I have. Now, it's like the Oscars, though. I feel bad if I didn't name something.
You'll think about it later.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, John went on and on.
Yeah, no.
I think Greg went on and on about his teams.
Jose,
what about you?
I'm also in doctoral with Greg and John. I play with middle child at the playground.
Cool.
Those guys. And I'm also in Next, which is one of the house ensembles at Second City.
Nice.
Yeah.
Those house ensemble programs are long, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like a year?
Something like that, maybe a little shorter than that. It depends. In the last tier of it, you have to write basically a show.
Yeah.
So just however long that takes is.
Oh, cool.
What tier are you?
I'm in the last one, so we're writing a show right now.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a title yet?
No, we're pitching titles right now.
Got any?
We got a bunch of spoilers. This American Spite was a popular one. Apocalypse Wow, I think was one.
That's gotta be used.
Right.
Right.
It's been used.
Yeah, so
I like how it's a requirement of any Second City thing to be a pun.
The worst.
Yeah.
Working at the box office at Second City when those new shows open and we're waiting for that title. Like, I don't think I've ever had one where I'm like, okay, I'm cool with saying that 100 times a day. Sky's the limit, weather permitting, is the worst because everyone calls is like, I don't want to go to that one outside. It could be snowing. It's February. And I'm like, it's not outside. The show's not outside.
Wow.
None of these shows are outside.
Wow.
No, people don't do that.
Yes. We keep a list of how many times a day we get that question.
Simple.
Is that show really outside?
Just what is it? Ordinary people.
I can't imagine like pitching the show title and then being like somebody being like, I don't think we should name it that. People might think the show's outside. Everyone would be like, you're a retard.
You know what? That brings up a really cool idea. Let's bring all the Second City shows and remount them outside.
I think. I don't. Do you think improv would work outside?
I don't
don't think it would.
Let's get a Coliseum.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's do an outside get a show fan somewhere. Base. Yeah. Grant Park. Free show. Anyone in the city who wants to come down.
You know what? I bet you could.
Just shout it to the
Raptors.
Let's
try to do a show at Grant Park.
You can't do improv with microphones. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
We had to do them once.
Aren't
on
we
a,
doing that right
on
now?
Cruise ship where they had like we had to have handheld microphones for the whole show, and it was just like, yeah, it's really awkward to be doing anything with your hand.
Yeah. Oh, you had to hold a microphone
just for one of the shows because there was like some issue.
I feel like the
issue on the ship.
I feel like there'd be that stupid improver improv.
Freshman.
No.
Improver. That's the word, right?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I feel like that would be that stupid improviser impulse to like always reference like the microphone as like I'm holding a cucumber. Like,
gotta justify.
Oh, do you mean this?
Justify,
you mean like this golf?
Jump over this hurdle.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I've done.
I mean, that's just my stupid impulse.
I've done one show with a microphone in my hand. I did a show at Reggie's Rock House one time on
Where's
the south
that?
Side.
Oh,
whoa!
Yeah, on the south side, did a show with microphones. It was awesome.
That's
it's
fun.
Just kind of, yeah.
Did you get to meet Reggie?
I don't know if I did or not. I don't think I did.
Not memorable.
I might have. I bet you did.
Jose, did you say all of your teams?
I think so. Yeah.
Awesome. You guys, what was your best show together?
That first one?
No, it's got to be another one. That first one's always special, but there's always another one.
There have been a lot of good ones, a lot of bad ones.
I saw you guys do a show at the Conservatory in the summer.
How did it go?
I think I really liked it. It was a road trip.
I remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
You did a fantastic show that night.
Oh, thanks.
It was you and somebody else?
Feldmanowski.
Yeah. It was great. It was a great show. Everybody should go check it out. It was at the Conservatory about 6 months ago.
6 months ago.
I recommend everybody should go check that show out.
See that improv show.
Love to have you.
Yeah.
Love to have you.
Punching the numbers.
Do you guys have any pre-show rituals or team bonding exercises?
We wrestled for a few weeks.
Really?
Yeah, we did wrestle. We did wrestle before show.
All four at the same time?
I don't know. Jose left us after the first show. We had like a doubleheader, and then Jose played the first one, then had a different show or something. So me, Greg, and Zeph went had a show at 773, and I think we were a little drunk, and we just started wrestling backstage, like really hard.
You think you're violent?
Yeah.
It frightened the other groups that were back there.
Yeah. And then they tried to get in on it, too. They were like, this looks cool.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were slapping each other's butts.
We don't really warm up ever. I mean, if that's a pre-show ritual. Yeah.
No,
we talk about goals.
So.
We just kind of hang out.
Yeah, we talk.
Yeah. Do you rehearse a lot?
Used to.
We need to get back on that.
Yeah.
Coachless?
Sort of Tyler Samples is the coach.
Yeah. He's worked with us.
Tell you what we normally do, though, is like set goals for the show, and the main one is like each other off the start, and we always immediately don't like each other off the start.
So,
always.
Is that your form?
Or like we tend to pick on Greg a lot.
No, our form is baloney titties.
Baloney. That's our signature
form.
Can't believe I forgot I heard them say that at the box office.
I'm trying to think of a favorite show.
So like each other, but then pick on Greg.
Basically,
yeah.
I mean,
I like it.
We should start just setting the goal that we don't like each other.
Yeah.
Maybe you would, yeah.
We have to like each other.
For sure.
Or like one time we got the note that our improv is just like dude prov, just a bunch of dudes hanging out, so try to be dudes hanging out off the top. Then we did that, but the whole show was literally just dudes hanging out who liked each other.
And we just like hung out
different
and we forgot to do a show.
Yeah.
It was just like, we really liked each other.
And then we have a few videos online, and one comment we got, I forget what video it was, but we put a video up online.
It was on some web series like site, and some guy commented, this guy's an asshole, he has the worst videos, but he comments on ours and goes, I dare you to make one of these where you don't say dude.
And that was his only comment.
And then we watched him, and they're all like, dude, what's up, dude?
Just like, damn, that guy was right.
I love that he was so bothered by it, he decided he'd write a comment.
I love how he watched them all, too.
As if, like,
what a waste of time.
As if, like, you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
He probably thought he was like, hey, I gotta give him this note. No one else will.
Oh, his web series is hilarious.
What's it's his like, web series?
Do you it's have like a URL? Him? I mean, I
it's called improv. It's called
soloimprov.com.
What's it called?
No such thing as bad press, man.
It's called like Espresso something, and it's like it's like this like fat greasy dude who has this really weird like hiker friend. And it's just them, like, talking about things. And
hiker?
Then,
are they weirdly overacting?
There's, like one where they're hiking in the mountains. It's probably Sedona. They were probably just crying. And
I remember the videos. It looks like they're acting out their opinions.
Go to Sedona, bring a copy of Cat's Cradle.
But it's always, like, the hiker guy makes a comment.
Yeah,
It's a good book.
I read the last rites of Bako Nana when I was on, like, the mountain, and I just, like, wept like a baby.
That's pretty great.
Aww.
I would really agree.
Oh, man, I love these moments.
If I think about it hard enough, I'll cry right now.
Maybe we need that right now.
Do you guys feel like you fulfill certain roles in your group?
I talk about wieners way too much.
Yeah.
Which is great.
There's always one.
So true.
Oh, Poof Top.
old
Poof Top over here. Dude, Poof Top's on our team. Certain roles? I mean, yeah, I guess. We pick on Greg.
Greg takes it real well.
Yeah,
I think it's a good time to do team affirmation.
Some positive affirmations?
Yeah, let's do positive affirmations.
Great.
So let's all pick out somebody on the team, and then let's each tell them what something we like about them. Is that Joe, you set it up. You're better at this.
Oh, yeah. So you just all basically say, like, you can each pick one of you. You don't all have to talk about one person and then switch. But, yeah, like, Greg, what do you like about someone on your team?
Oh, all right. All right. Do I get to do everybody, or do I have to get to pick someone?
Do Zeph first, because I think Zeph's got to...
Pick your favorite.
All right. Zeph is always fun to play with. He is... Well, my favorite thing about Zeph is probably characters... And I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know, man. I love playing with all you guys. I have no idea. I'm trying to, like, I was thinking as I said this, I could think of something.
Can't remember what it's like to play with him.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. Here we go. Actually, I do have something to say about Zeph. As playing with Zeph is extremely easy because he has ridiculously amazing attention. He has an amazing attention span. His listening skills are out of this world. I've done two-person shows with everyone on Formal, and I've done two-person shows with everyone on Doctro, and playing with Zeph is like, it's like hot butter. It's easy.
Hot butter.
Nice.
Just offended two people in the
group. No, all right,
we gotta let Zeph bounce because he's gotta run.
Yeah, I'll post affirmations on the comments page of this.
You got something nice you want to say about somebody real quick before you leave?
I was just like, I can't think of a funnier, like, I often in a show, I will just kind of get stuck and not make moves because I'm just like having so much fun watching these other nerds do stuff. So that's kind of my, that's my quick affirmation for everybody is that, I just love watching you guys, even when I'm playing with you guys.
Aww. All right, we gotta let Zeph bounce. Sorry,
liar.
I didn't watch the clock. Sorry, man.
What
Thanks
a
for coming.
Liar!
Thanks, buddy.
Bye, Zeph.
Everybody, say bye, Zeph.
A little piece of this podcast leaves with you.
Aww.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. See you in a couple months on our next show.
He's gone.
He's gone.
You didn't mean all that stuff you said about Zeph, did you?
The second part, not the first part where I sound like an idiot.
He just goes,
Characters. Yes, Sam?
I guess. I don't know.
The thing I like about Zeph is...
I don't know.
Buddy.
You said characters.
You're up there.
No idea.
He's like, always up there.
Characters.
And, you know, he's got initiations and characters.
See, this is a prime example of how I'm pretty good at taking it.
Whoa, TMI, Greg.
You guys, there's
pretty
still many affirmations to be given.
Yeah, Jose, John. We do each other now.
All right. Well, I like Jose as a person, first and foremost. Secondly, I like him as a performer. Jose's a brooder. He broods on stage. He's got like a big manly voice. He's hilarious, man. My parents always talk. They came and saw a show we did at the Skybox
this summer, and they always talk about the group and how funny it is. And then my mom always brings up a specific scene where Jose was like a high school kid in sex ed who wanted to know when we got the condoms. And my mom loved it. God, she was like, Jose, it's like kids are always doing that. They're always just like in sex class, when do we get the condoms? She's like, it's so funny.
Do you guys feel like your moms have favorite improvisers, and they're always pretty
it's not me.
Like your friends? My mom loves Gary Richardson.
Oh, yeah?
She's always like, he's going to go far. No question. Not worried about Gary at all.
It's awesome.
You should get another job, though.
Yeah. I think my mom likes Reynolds. She thinks you're pretty funny.
I like your mom, dude.
Wow.
My parents have actually never seen improv.
No way.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen Jose's parents.
Yeah. Well, they live in California. They're both super busy. But, like,
yeah.
I showed them a couple of our videos, and they're like, you know, they can understand, like, you know, they're not the best English speakers, but they could understand most of it. So, you know, they kind of, like, understand the timing. So they would laugh when I would kind of giggle, you know, and be like, oh, yeah, you know. But it's funny that they've never seen a show.
So your parents have, like, a weird sense of humor? Is that what you just said?
No. I mean, they have excellent sense of humor. It's just the language barrier, I think, is what is preventing them from understanding.
Respect.
Yeah. I thought about bringing my grandpa to the show once, but he's, like, really hard of hearing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Maybe he would just, like, enjoy seeing me on stage, though.
He totally would.
He definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like that's all he would care about, really.
Right. And he'd just, like, laugh when other people laugh, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and he'd be like, oh, look at my grandson up there.
Right. Like,
stuff.
That would probably be enjoyable.
I feel like that's all my, like, grandma does when she watches me.
Yeah.
My grandma brings up, she's like, oh, really? Like, talking about how, like, I'm an actor or whatever. And then she always brings up a play I did in the third grade.
She knew that.
You were in that play where you were a fisherman? It's like, oh, the one in the third grade? Yeah, it was great in that, Grandma.
Brings up a good point, though. How young is too young to bring to, like, a show?
Why? You got someone you want to invite?
Yeah.
I have a niece and a nephew that are in young, they're like lower high school years, and it's like, I feel would they be?
Yeah, bring them.
There was like some 13-year-old like girl at Ginger Snaps once, like with her parents, and like right away before the show, they're like, "We're sorry."
That girl,
and, like,
yeah.
And of course, it was just like about like abortions and
immediately someone's just gonna go home and hit up Google and learn way too much.
Yeah,
it's just like taking notes during the show. What is this word?
Is that the was were
they're too old?
Were you and I there?
Then? Yeah, I think so.
When that family left,
I was there actually at that. Yeah,
there's a Ginger Snaps
show
where there was a family.
They probably loved it. They probably tried it.
But no, the dad loved it. It was like
the
mom, a dad,
she
and
was
daughter.
Furious.
And the mom was furious because the who
it's like a 10 o'clock show though. Don't bring
on
your
a
kids.
Tuesday. Yeah. 10 o'clock on a Tuesday.
It was like the was dirtiest crazy. Show though. Like two acts
even
back to
for
back
them.
Were so dirty. Yeah, it was really dirty. But
and the mom made the whole family
the
leave.
Yeah, the dad loved it, and the mom made the whole family leave. I'm getting the car right now. You need to come out here right now.
And he was like, "What?" And
he's like, "Oh, okay." Like,
wait, does everyone here feel affirmed? Did we do it?
Yeah, I think we did it. Right. Oh no, Jose
like,
didn't.
Greg, did you feel like you got enough love?
Oh yeah, I didn't.
Did John get enough?
Jose didn't do John yet.
Okay, I gotta do John. Well, John.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell. John's the thing about John is.
Or you can do Greg if you want.
No, I'm gonna do John.
There it is.
Fuck Greg. So it's if you guys ever play with John, it's kind of hard because you just try not to break while you're in a scene with this guy. He's a beast. So we just had a playground run, and I think that our funnest times on stage are when we're just making each other laugh, and I think John does that. He says shit that we don't expect, and that's what like the wild card aspect. Don't mean to steal your team name, Greg. But
Greg's on this really great group.
What was that last playground show where he said he like wanted to sleep on a rainbow or something?
Oh yeah, what did you say? Oh yeah, you're like selling us a car.
I was selling you a car, and I said I wanted to ride on a rainbow. You were asking me what I would give up to give this car away or something like that.
Yeah, something stupid.
Classic example of that. Out of
context,
not hilarious.
It was funny. Listen, but yeah, Greg's characters. I like Greg's characters.
Yeah, Greg's got characters.
You should see this character Greg does. It kills me.
All right.
Where can we see you guys?
Yeah, where can we see you guys coming up? You got shows planned?
We just got done with our playground run. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we're playing at CSC this next month. I don't know which night. Some Saturday.
Should we
look
at your Facebook page?
Yes.
Yeah, go check them out on Facebook page. I'm sure you guys will be at Upstairs Gallery at some point soon.
Right? Yeah. I think we're... we have at least one... We have two videos shot that we haven't edited, so we're going to get those up at some point. So look for those.
Yeah, put them on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll put them on the Facebooky.
Okay, cool. Go check them out on Facebook, guys. Yeah. Formal apology. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.
What do you got going on, Joe?
I have a sports team at I.O., The Lady Screams at the Playground, and Baby Wants Candy at the Apollo Theater. And I think that's... And Feldmanowski, of course.
Yay.
I don't know why I always forget Feldmanowski when it's truly the thing I love most in the world.
Aw.
It's real fun.
You're going to make Mike cry.
Yeah. I know. I don't want to make Mike cry.
Yeah, besides the podcast, I think you mean.
This is a good podcast, guys.
Thanks. Did you guys like the water?
The water was awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for breathing into the mic, Micah.
Micah, what do you got going on, then?
I've breathed in the whole time one episode. It's just so...
Plug your stuff.
Counterproductive Lover at CIC. Out of Character at the Playground.
Micah won Give Me Five this week.
I won Give Me Five this week.
Yeah.
So go check it out at the finals. I got some really good bits. Meridian at I.O. And DMNK. All over the place. We were at CIC last night. It was a lot of fun.
These are all groups that we both listed that will never be guests on this podcast.
No, because we're on them.
We won't do it.
Thanks for listening to another podcast. You can email us at anotherpodcastpodcast@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook.
Stitcher Radio.
Stitcher Radio. Download the Stitcher Radio app, and you can stream podcasts live on your smartphone.
Whoa.
Maybe we'll edit that so I don't sound dead.
Took the second out of each of those words, Justin Gorson.
I had to remember them.
Justin Gorson, that's another Justin.
Thank you, Justin Gorson, our producer.
Yeah, no, yeah. Justin Gorson, thanks for producing this. Another podcast, podcast.com.
Another podcast without meeting Justin Gorson.
He just got into law school.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Awesome, Justin.
Congrats, Justin.
Thanks for coming out, guys.
Thank you, dude.
Greg, John, Jose, and Zeph, who's gone.